Hello and welcome to the Hardworking Dad podcast for Christian dads. This podcast is dedicated to helping Christian dads grow in their faith and lead their families with purpose. I'm your host, Gabriel Perez. I have been married with my wife for 13 years. We have three kids. We both work full-time jobs. And in addition to that, we homeschool our kids. And in addition to that, I am a certified biblical parent coach from the National Center of Biblical Parenting Association. Man, I'm having trouble getting my words out. Let's jump into this month's topic, first episode of November, and the whole month we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving and gratitude. And this specific episode will be cultivating a heart of gratitude. I got to tell you, Thanksgiving and gratitude is one of probably the skills that I need to practice the most as a father. It can be very difficult for me sometimes to find gratitude. And so as I'm talking about these talking points, these are things that I'm taking into my own consideration. I'm putting into my own life and with my own kids. Some things, I'm working at with my kids, because you don't just have gratitude and then that's it. It's like something it's a process. You have to kind of keep walking through. And that's what I'm learning, because the gratitude I have now is, sometimes it goes up, it ebbs and flows. It just depends on where my heart's at and where my prayer life is at, because that can be a deciding factor. But let's go into what my first point is about cultivating a heart of gratitude. Is it starts with us. We got to be the ones to have the example of gratitude for our families. So if your family doesn't really, if you're seeing that they're not really having that heart of gratitude, well, before we go and say, hey, we should do this and this, we need to check our own hearts. We need to check our own hearts of how are we expressing gratitude? How are we modeling gratitude? Because sometimes in my own life, I can, just in my words, I can show that I'm not having a grateful heart. And then my kids can just hop onto that train with me. Oh, blah, 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 blah. You know, I wish I didn't have to eat chicken nuggets and mac and cheese for dinner. Why can't we just go out? You know, it's just a simple comment that I can make. Or I don't want this for dinner. I want this. You know, there's no gratitude in that. And the kids, when they see me say, I don't want to eat soup for dinner, because that there is truth to that. I really don't like soup for dinner. That doesn't count as dinner for me. But is that something I should echo in front of my families? Because once I do that, guess what my kids are going to say? Well, I don't want soup for dinner. I don't want soup. I want McDonald's. And then, you know, it goes down the line. So we as husbands, as dads, must lead the example of gratitude. And I think of Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And that's just a good verse that reminds us to approach everything with gratitude and acknowledging God through it. Which, that's how we live a life with a heart of gratitude, is acknowledging God. I think it's very easy now that we can look at the world around us and just think, oh man, look at all that's going on. And I'm concerned about not getting the raise I wanted. I'm concerned about this. And there's people who are just struggling to survive, hoping they don't get bombed or shot. And here we are, just bummed out for certain things that really probably aren't game changers in that kind of way. So even I think in the simple things, we can have a heart of gratitude, or we cannot be modeling gratitude. And what are the benefits of gratitude? You know, I've heard it said, if you wake up grateful in the morning, and when I go to God, well, this is just for me. When I go to God with a grateful heart, I say, thank you, God, for waking up this morning. You know, you go simple. Thank you that all my family, my wife, my children are okay. Thank you, God, that we're all here together. Thank you, God, that we get this home when it's freezing cold outside. Thank you, God, we get this AC when it's really hot and it's Las Vegas and you're wondering why you even live in Las Vegas. You know, these are things that I was just practicing a heart of gratitude in the morning. All of a sudden, my prayers change because I've given glory to God. I've given praise to Him. So then my heart's in a different posture. And I think that's what gratitude is. It's a heart, you know, heart of gratitude is a heart of posture, of reframing our heart. And because it's, you can even go to God, just like, oh, thanks, God. Thanks for this. And, you know, I guess this is good. And I've been there too sometimes when I'm like, poor me. Why does this happen? Why is this happening? But if I come with a heart of gratitude, it changes things. And it makes me think of also Matthew 6:33. I heard this teaching on it, but it was seek the Lord with all your heart. I was right. Matthew 6:33. Seek the Lord above all else, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And when I think about that, you know, there was a teaching, and he said, because the point of this is when you're seeking God first, the desires of your heart change because they're now lined up. So when we seek God first, we're seeking Him and we're giving Him reverence. We're giving Him praise. We're putting Him in His rightful place in our hearts. Like, you are God, right? And I'm a sinner saved by grace. When we put Him in that place, we're in a place of gratitude. We're in a place of thankfulness. And then that frees us, you know, because now we're aligned with God. So when we pray after that, our hearts are aligned with God, and that opens up our prayer life. And it comes from a heart of gratitude. So I just want to, you know, really, when I say talk about cultivating a heart of gratitude, it starts with us, dads. Starts with us. We have to be the ones that model that for our children, model that for our wives, and be the ambassadors in that. And even in our prayer life, you know, if we can pray with them with a heart of gratitude, finding thankfulness in the little things. I think one of the things I'm working on is being more present, especially on Sunday. And you know, not really doing social media, putting down my phone so I can just be with my kids or be with my family. And, you know, that just helps me to have gratitude. Helps me to think. Sometimes I look around and go, you know, no matter what happens, you know, we all have goals for the future. We have dreams. Sometimes I think, man, this moment right here is really what it's all about. Me just hanging out with my whole family. We did TGIF. You know, the old school, if you're a 90s kid, you know what TGIF is. Thank God it's Friday. You watched Family Matters, Home Improvement, Step by Step. What was the other one? Maybe Full House? I don't know. But we started watching these shows on a Friday because we were bored. And I was like, let's watch this. Let's do a TGIF. And so we watched these shows. They were funny. And the kids kind of liked them. Some of them they didn't like. They were both on different ends. But overall, we had a good time. And I just remember watching this with all of us being together and thinking, thank you, God. This is a moment. This is the present right here. And I'm just taking it in. And that's what gratitude does. It gives us the present to take in. And I don't know, I kind of feel like there's all these examples I'm getting, but as I'm talking, I'm thinking of all these different moments of being in the present and having and how it ties in with gratitude, like Kung Fu Panda, when he's like, that's why it's called the present, because it's a gift. Being present is a gift. So without all those movie examples, I'll end it here. cultivating a heart of gratitude. So all month, we'll be talking about Thanksgiving and gratitude. Hope you enjoy this podcast. If you do, please leave a rating and review. It will just help the podcast. If you'd like to connect, you can email me at theheartworkingdad@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Love to know if you've got some things that you would like me to talk about, any questions, or even if you have some recommendation for guests for the show for Thursday's edition of Dad Thoughts. Also, another way we could connect is my buddy Matt Knoll hosts a live prayer group on Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am there almost every Friday working as long as work permits. But if you're interested, you can email him at standingonthefrontline@gmail.com. He also has an awesome podcast called The Frontline Podcast for Christian Men. Sorry, I was going to say Standing On. It's funny, I laugh because we know each other's podcasts. We listen to each other's podcasts, but then when we both try to say the title, actually he knew mine. I was calling it something else the last episode. But Frontline Podcast for Christian Men. He's got a podcast there. Super great. Anyways, we can connect on the prayer group if you're interested there. And with that, I will catch you.